This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
What's up, guys?
Coach Warren, let's start the show by recapping and looking back at the game this past Friday night against ECI. Two big-time teams duking it out here at the Ship in region action. And, you know, the Bucs came up a little short, but it was a Herculean effort that night.
It was a big game. You know, it's the second week in a row we've gone down to a traditional powerhouse program, and both have been pretty good ball games for us. We just, unfortunately, were the team that made too many mistakes and lost both of them. You know, we lost the 36-40 ball game to Charlton, and then went up on ECI, going into the second quarter up 6-0, ended up losing 20-6 in the ball game. So the ECI game was a very physical game. I know we were tired and sore for a few days after that, and probably so were they. Todd, I felt pretty good about a lot of things that we did. Our defensive, one of the things that's standing out right now, we'll talk about in a later segment, is our run defense is doing pretty well. We have yet to have an opponent go over 100 yards rushing, and that's keeping us in ball games. And I feel like if the offense can settle down just a little, they're putting us in a bad spot with turnovers. We turned the ball over on the 2 Friday night, and that was an easy score for ECI to go 2 yards. And then we turned the ball over on the 18-yard line, and that wasn't a very long field to go either. So all of a sudden we found ourselves down 14-6 and had played stellar on defense. They had 20 yards.
20 yards past that point in the game.
They had 20 yards because that was their possessions, and they scored two times off of it.
Wow, that's incredible. And usually, by the books, if you can shut down another team's run game, you do stay in games, as you mentioned, and have a good shot to win.
Yeah, you say, well, Charlton threw the ball well on you. They did. They hit some deep balls. But ECI had only really had 70, 80 yards passing, 70, 80 yards rushing. Our trips to the red zone resulted in turnovers. We dropped a big touchdown pass in the end zone. Just you name it, we were snake bit, and we've got to get past that. I think if our mental focus starts matching our physical effort, we'll be fine.
Yep. Take us through the game itself. From first quarter to second quarter, I know we went up 6-0 early, but give us the progression of how the game played out as it progressed.
The game was frustrating, Todd, from an offensive standpoint. We had 16 penalties Friday night.
16.
14 of those penalties were illegal procedure penalties. Two on our defensive line. We had two personal fouls with offsetting with ECI. So that meant our offensive line had an illegal procedure 12 times Friday night. This took us out of drives. We would be a couple times we were second and two, third and two, and all of a sudden we're backed up behind the sticks. Or third and seven or whatever it was, and it made it very difficult on our offense. We had to produce some big plays, and when we did hit the big plays, we hit Keyshawn Tyson on a big play deep in their territory. He got called back for a hold.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So Keyshawn's a big play. We hit a big pass where the officiating crew thought that we held. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. I couldn't see it on film. And then, later in the game, we had the big play to Jalen Drake that was dropped in the end zone for a touchdown. And then we had the massive fake punt and somehow did not get in the end zone. So we had plenty of opportunities, and we just didn't cash in. ECI did. The Bucks laid the ball on the ground for them and gave them a short field. They certainly made us pay for it.
Yeah, usually, almost always, with penalties and turnovers, it does make it very hard to win ball games.
It does. And Todd, if you think about it, the last two ball games, we have given opposing teams 28 points in the first quarter off our turnovers.
It's hard to win with that.
Yeah, so ball security has been a giant focus this week. And not that we don't work. We do work it, just like any other program in the country. Ours is more of a mental effort to make it a priority. And it's got to be a priority coming up. And we've had a good week of practice with it. I don't think we've laid a ball on the ground this week. And so I can tell it's bothering them. I know it's certainly bothering me.
Yeah, holding on to the ball, being a priority, I just getting better at it. Sounds like it's being addressed in practice and should look for some improvement.
I hope so. We've worked on our illegal procedure penalties too. We've got a fairly new offensive line. The only starter back was two, Sam Sullivan and Chris Austin. Neither had a procedure penalty on them, so the new guys look like popcorn.
Yeah, they're growing up.
One time, Keaton Lynn, who plays his tail off, and I'm not talking bad about him, I found it a little bit comical. He was so anxious to go block that he went and blocked before he snapped the ball. So the ball stayed in place while he made his block.
and I assume it was a good block.
I was like, hey, come on, buddy, you got to snap the ball first.
But it was
playing
hard.
He was playing hard. He was concerned about his block. We just got to get it right. So we've worked on that. We've done some varying snap counts, had the defense bark some stuff at them right before we ran the play. And Monday was rough. We looked like popcorn again. But yesterday, we still had a few, but we were a lot better. Just the rookies were struggling yesterday. Everybody else was in good shape.
And we've talked about on this show more than once coming into the season that there were going to be some growing pains.
Yeah, we're in them right now, and I'll be glad when we get out of them.
Yes, sir.
I think we have a shot, too. We're just right there on the cusp.
We've got a little bit of time left in this section, Coach Warren. How about some players with some highlights from that game? Who played well? Who showed out? Who can you talk about?
Well, I'll start with Makai Jackson. He was our player of the week. He didn't have a great offensive game this time. He did have a couple of turnovers, but man, Todd, did he have a defensive effort. He had something, don't hold me to this, but something like 9 tackles, 4 assists, 3 tackles for a loss, forced fumble. So you say, well, what about his offense? Well, he struggled a little bit. He's a new quarterback, but he's also one of the few kids in America that's playing every snap on offense and every snap on defense. How many people can say, I play linebacker and quarterback? So he was our player of the week, so his performance was just amazing. And we give an EAT sticker, EAT, and that means effort, attitude, team. So he earned that EAT sticker a lot, and I was really proud of him.
Yeah, Makai Jackson, very special young man, both on the field and in the classroom and just overall. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays. And at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home. We've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic and by Cunningham Jewelers. Coach Warren, we are 30% into the season. We've played 3 games out of 10. And take us through a review, an update on, you know, where we're strong, where we're working on some weaknesses, you know, just the overall growth of this team at this point in the season.
All right. Well, you know, we graduated. We spoke about this in another segment, but a week or so ago, we graduated 8 starters on each side of the ball. So it's been like putting a puzzle piece together to get the right guys on the bus, get the wrong guys, you know, off the bus and try to fit those puzzle pieces together to build a good starting lineup. On offense, we feel like right now we have 3 explosive positions, at tight end, at the X receiver, and the tailback position. So if you're focusing on Ernest McIntosh, you better watch out for Jalen Drake or Keyshawn Tyson going down the field when the ball's in the air.
Yes.
We feel like we've got some other guys can step in and play. The major concern right now is penalties. It's not even us. It's penalties and the procedures like we talked about earlier. But the offensive line is in kind of a transition between being a struggling crew and a competitive crew. We're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel with those guys. Coach Bell has done a great job of getting some young guys ready for their first year of varsity playing time. You know, a lot of those guys have never been on the field in the varsity under the lights till this year. So we're getting better there. You can see it when Ernest is running up down the field, that means those young linemen are doing some really good things. And when you see us getting hit at the line of scrimmage, there's something you can bet one of them's blowing a gasket or a fuse. So that's kind of where we are on offense right now. And you say, what about quarterback Mekhi Jackson? He does some really good things. He's a presence. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's a physical runner. He's got to work on his situational awareness and the ball security. It's where he is. And then, you know, you don't see many people volunteering to play fullback anymore, the blocking back. And George Campbell has done that. He is actually getting pretty good. I noticed that he gained some weight, muscle really, not fat, just muscle. So we were testing this week, and sucker went up 70 pounds on his squat.
70?
Yeah, something like that. It was a big jump. It was a massive jump. It must be all the fullback.
George working hard?
He's working hard. So that's the offense. Special teams, we are very good covering the punt right now. We have not given up, Todd, a single yard in punt coverage.
In 3 games.
Yeah. So we're doing that. ECI Friday night double covered our gunners. And so some of the other guys stepped up and, you know, got down the field and covered pretty quick. Blake McMahon is sitting around a 30-yard average on punts and getting better. Our kickoff team has struggled a little bit with some deep returns. And then our kick return is starting to blossom with Demarion McNear. He's starting to understand how to actually return a kickoff. There's an art and a skill to that, by the way. Then you've got Riley Mitchell, who is a returning kicker, a place kicker. Riley's either right now been on fire or struggling. We've got to get he's got a case of the yips right now. He's swinging his leg across his body instead of driving through the goalpost, but he'll get it right. Then his brother, Asher Allen, is our long snapper, and he's done really well.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So that's about it on the special teams. And you know, I guess the kicker right now is Keyshawn Tyson. He's a square toe kicker, which is rare. So we only have a soccer kicker right now. But he can toe poke the ball a long way. And he can send one about a foot off the ground that's hard to catch. So that's probably his best kick. Defense, Todd, I think, is where we have the brightest spot right now. Our front 7 are pretty tough. They've denied quite a few teams right so far to three teams to be exact that have not broken 100 yards rushing. And that front seven unit is led up on the defensive line by Javonte Cummins, Al Thorpe, Jaden Lotson, and Lorenzo Reed. Those four can absolutely pressure you. Linebacking core has mainly consisted of Wade Buckley and Makai Jackson, and then you've got two young men playing one of the backer positions, Monte Holland and Tyron Cummings. And both of them are inexperienced, and the one that has the hot hand during the week usually gets the start. Another one will usually come in during the ball game.
Okay.
Where we're experiencing growing pains right now is in the secondary. You know, we graduated two-time All-State free safety Nehemiah West, cover corner MJ Quarterman. We've had been blessed with some great secondary players, and we have some talent in the secondary this year, but they are really green on experience. In fact, it's kind of an inside joke. We call one of the coverages green because it's for those guys. It's a simple coverage. It's a newbie coverage, and it's an effective coverage. So we're just now feeling, Todd, comfortable in our base coverage. We've got an identity. The safety play has improved really well here lately. Corner play, we've got to get those guys in something that they're comfortable with. They can run a lot of coverage. They listen, they learn. Their asset is they're smart. But they've struggled in the, you know, let's say we've got a collegiate level receiver. Do I really want to put one of our kids in man coverage against him right now? That's the kind of question we've got to be able to answer on the field when we get matchups. Do I need to be in zone? Do I need to be in man? Do I need a what we call a cap, have a guy over the top of us? We still are not good in those situational awareness type things right now.
But working on it, sounds like more of those growing pains and adjusting to who you're playing. Yes. As you've done in the three games that's been played, particularly holding those teams. You talk about Charlton and ECI, to hold those teams under 100 yards rushing, that's really, really good.
Yeah, that's the bright spot, and we're going to continue to build around that. I just told the kids Friday night before the game, not after the game, but before the game, I said, just keep knocking on the door. Somebody's going to answer and let us in. We're going to be able we're going to beat somebody we're not supposed to. And, you know, we may lose one we're not supposed to, too, but in the growing pains, I hope not. I hope we just get better each week and continue to knock on that door and come in until we arrive on our own. I feel like we're on the cusp of being pretty good. We're just we just need to polish it up a little.
Yeah, just putting the touches on it. You know, growing pains, they're slowly going away. I mean, it's about time of the season where, you know, they need to be, for lack of a better term, grown instead of being painful from growing.
Yeah, that is exactly right. So we've got to get rid of those. It was an odd feeling. We lost the ball game, which is never fun, but I left there thinking, I got two things to work on with these kids.
We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach Warren, this week we have a road game away at Claxton High School, 7:30 Friday night.
Yeah.
We'll be playing those guys. you know, for yet again what promises to be an exciting ball game.
It is, and we play in their new stadium. It's the first time that I've been over at Claxton many times, but it's the first time I've played in their new stadium. It's turf. They're proud of it. It's something a small community could definitely benefit from. It looks pretty awesome. It looks like it's going to be a great environment, and I'm appreciative of the pecan grove over there, but it became a health hazard. The sidelines were too tight. People were getting hurt, so I'm glad we finally get to play in a nice location.
Yeah, the heritage, the legacy of the pecan grove, I mean, there's no words that can describe that. I mean, what an awesome place, but you are right about those sidelines, and it's time to move on to play somewhere else.
Yeah, those are the tightest sidelines I've ever experienced as a coach. Brutal would be the word. If you're not paying attention, you can get hurt, you know, pretty bad, as we've seen over there for years. We're rolling into Claxton. Claxton is a rebuilding program. They've got a new coach, Philip Richards, been around a long time, probably longer than me. Does a good job. I remember my first stint here, he was at Pelham, and I think he came over to Claxton from South Effingham this time, maybe as their offensive coordinator. So they'll do a good job. Or no, it wasn't South, maybe it was Scranton, I don't remember. But anyway, he's a new coach, building a program. I can see right now, just from the film, they're much improved. They haven't won a game yet, but they're much improved off last season. They may not be as explosive, but I think they're a little more solid on the fronts right now on the offensive and defensive line.
What players will be highlighted for Claxton? I know in the past few years their quarterback's been really good and competitive, but what are we looking at as far as their personnel?
Well, personnel, they still have a really good quarterback. Last year, the Hill kid, his dad was a coach. They've moved somewhere else when his dad changed jobs, so they had to go with another quarterback. So right now, though, if you look on film, it's for sure the quarterback and running back are what makes them go. They're both really good ball players, and they run some concepts where, you know, if the quarterback appears to be handing the ball off to the running back going, say, to your right, he may read your defensive end on the left and pull the ball out of his belly and shoot around the end. So we have really got to be ready for that. We've not seen a scheme quite like they run. So, you know, in single-A ball, you can get everything from the most elite spread concepts to the wing tee to the two tight tee to the wildcat. So we've got to be ready this week for the zone read.
Sounds like they've got a couple of athletes at their skill positions, and they can score some points.
They can. They certainly can. If you don't do your due diligence with those two, you can. So I feel like we've got a good shot to defend them. They're a running football team. They throw enough to keep you honest. But, you know, we've definitely got to shut down their run game. That's hands down what they do the best.
Yeah, just running the ball, and as we've talked about at length in this show alone, shutting down the run's what we can get done.
Yes, we can. Defensively, they run a 3-4 defense. They shade it over to look like an old-school 5-2 under defense, and they do well with it.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So on their defensive side, in old school football, it's a five-man defensive line, and they've played multiple kids at positions. But the thing that struck me as neat, they've got a tackle that's pretty good. They've got some really big kids that play nose guard. They got one kid that's so big, I couldn't tell what gap he was in. He had two gaps. He was a big youngin and playing hard. Then their defensive ends, or which we call outside linebackers these days, they're very competitive. And then they've got some athletes in the back end.
So sounds like, you know, athletically, you know, they're going to line up and come right at us.
Yeah, they are. They do a lot of things to remove people out of the box running the football. Defensively, their point of attack is the defensive line on your offensive line. They do it with five guys, which means there's a lot of one-on-one type blocking, a lot of gap scheme plays. That'll be ran, and then we've got to also get a hat on those second level players.
Yeah, I mean that is always crucial, and of course we've talked about the need to reduce penalties and reduce turnovers, regardless of who you play in. That's going to be crucial on Friday night.
It is, and I'm hoping that we're ready to turn the corner. We've been sputtering around. We were making progress all summer long, and through week, we sputtered a little bit in the preseason game. We caught some issues were brought to light. I'll leave it at that. And then we played fairly well against Islands, and offensively we looked great against Charlton. Our run game looked decent. Our passing game was explosive. Our defensive front looked good, and we gave up some big pass plays. And against ECI, the turnovers hurt us and the penalties hurt us. So if we can put a complete game together, Todd, we could be on a roll for a while. I feel like we've made some adjustments this week to help ourselves out a little bit.
That's always a good thing. And talk to us a little bit about you've already mentioned a few things about this, but, you know, this week's practice, you said Monday was a little rough, but yesterday was much better. The focus has been good. The effort's been good in preparation for this game.
Yeah, one thing I can't brag on our kids enough has been effort. We have some humdrum, mundane practices too, but their effort has been something a coach, you can't coach effort. So for them to do that and play at the level they've been playing, even with mistakes, you could easily say, well, I bet they got down on themselves. No, not really. They still battled around. But we have cut some mistakes out this week. I'm not going to sit and tell you we've cured it. We haven't. But it's like a little sore. It looks a lot better than it did last week.
No, and that's all you can do is get better, Coach.
Yep. So that's kind of where we are, Todd, with the Buccaneers right now. And we need to go into this ball game. We need to beat Claxton and get into a big ball game that's relevant again with Screven County coming into town. They're on bye weeks. They're going to come in 3-0 undefeated. And, the game, for all practical purposes, is for a playoff seed, for a position. We need to get back in the mix of a region championship discussion.
Yeah, and also after the Claxton game this Friday, talking about Screven County the following week, which is next week, will also be homecoming for us.
Yeah, it's always an exciting time. My favorite memories of homecoming right now are my son being on the fire trucks for nearly two decades.
Yeah, that's always fun. Of course. Well, Coach Warren, thank you so much. And to all of you out there listening to the Buck Show, thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis signing off, and we are one Buck.
Go Bucks.